The president of the North Dakota College of Science at Wahpeton is questioning the need for a temporary system oversight of some of the campus functions as a response to a performance audit. The audit says there was a potential conflict of interest because Fargo City Commissioner Tony Grinberg, the vice president of workforce affairs, is married to the chief financial officer at Flint Communications, the firm hired as a consultant to the project to build a career education center in Fargo. It also said NDSCS failed to turn over information and fell short of goals. The Board of Higher Education's Audit Committee recommends Chancellor Mark Hagerot and the system office take oversight of some of the campus functions on a temporary basis. But during a committee meeting, NDSCS President John Richmond said his campus has an action plan to address the audit report.
We take that information seriously. We develop action plans to learn from them and to improve. And then we follow up and hold people accountable for those action plans. And I think the action plan that we have presented to the Chancellor and to you will do just that going forward. The system level oversight, I just don't see the value.
But Committee Chair Kathy Nesset says there's a definite need for that temporary system oversight.
I will tell you that action plan by NDSCS is holding the status quo. That is what has been used in the past, and it has not been sufficient to prevent these types of issues from happening. So I feel that there is a need for a temporary system oversight at this time.
The full Board of Higher Education will discuss the matter Thursday. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.